With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Montana State Prison Warden Michael Fletcher was fired before the end of his 12-month probationary period. Department of Corrections spokeswoman Judy Beck confirmed the firing today, but did not give a reason. Fletcher's hiring was announced last March. The previous warden retired in April. Fletcher came to Montana after serving as superintendent of a maximum security juvenile detention facility in Las Vegas. He also previously served as warden of operations at the Ely State Prison, a maximum security facility in rural Nevada. Montana Governor Steve Bullock signed an executive order yesterday that requires internet providers receiving state contracts to treat data from all websites equally. The Montana Department of Administration has until March to prepare policies and guidance, and the order will kick in on July 1st. New York State could adopt its own version of net neutrality under legislation announced today by state lawmakers. That bill would require internet providers doing business with the state or its municipalities to certify that they don't interfere with web traffic or speed to favor certain sites or customers. Several states are now looking at creating net neutrality rules after the Federal Communications Commission repealed the Obama-era policy last month. Freestyle skiers Maggie Voisin of Whitefish and Darian Stevens of Missoula, along with mogul skier Brad Wilson of Butte, will represent Team USA at the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. Voisin went to the 2014 Olympics, but fractured her ankle during a training run and was unable to compete. Wilson competed in 2014, but crashed during qualifying and did not advance to the finals.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana farmers can expect strong prices for their wheat and barley moving forward following the drought in 2017 that reduced grain production in the state by about 40%. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Steady and slightly higher prices in wheat, barley, and pulse crop markets are expected over the next 5 years, according to a forecast from the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana. Researchers presented that report in Helena Tuesday. The report also noted that Montana is the number one organic producer of wheat and lentils, peas, and beans in the United States. Montana makes up 27% of U.S. organic wheat sales and more than half of U.S. organic pulse crop sales. A slight uptick in crop prices last year helped prevent further harm to farmers when production was down during the 2017 drought. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Two Montana high school students were injured in a fall while snowshoeing near Glacier National Park. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry told the Daily Interlake the students from Big Fork High School were on a field trip in the Marias Pass area today when a cornice broke loose. The two injured students fell 8 to 10 feet. Helicopters responded to take the students to the hospital in Kalispell. Curry did not release any information about their injuries. The relatively high and stable prices for lumber over the past year have the Montana wood products industry happy, but home builders frustrated. A report released today from the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research says lumber prices went up at the beginning of 2017 and stayed consistently high due to tight supply coupled with high demand. Home builders are frustrated at the price of lumber because they have to pass on costs to consumers. Wade Hoyt of Hoyt Homes in Missoula told the Missoulian prices for materials are 25% more than a year ago. He says the cost of a home right now is 17 to 18% higher than it was a year ago due to these price increases.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A coroner's jury determined today that a Great Falls police officer was justified in shooting and killing a burglary suspect who had threatened to shoot him and another officer. The inquest into the September 11th death of 25-year-old Thomas Jordan Addison began yesterday. Jurors deliberated for about half an hour today before finding Addison's shooting was not a crime. Montana will send notices this week to remind medical marijuana providers to pay taxes after fewer than half of those who paid taxes last fall paid again at the quarterly deadline. The Billings Gazette reports the Montana Department of Revenue received $207,000 in taxes for medical marijuana as of last week, about half of what was collected in October. The department says the recent tax payments came from 189 providers. 611 are registered with the State Health Department. University of Montana researchers expect the state's economy to kick up this year following a lackluster performance in 2016 and 2017. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Although earnings in Montana grew over the last 2 years, those earnings fell just short of projections made by researchers at UM's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. In both 2016 and 2017, non-farm earnings, essentially income from non-farm work in the state, fell short of expectations by about 1% and 1.5%, respectively. Patrick Barkey, director of BBER, presented the 2018 Montana Economic Report in Helena Tuesday.
We think there's going to be an improvement in growth over what was a surprisingly weak year that we had this year. We think there's really room for a lot more growth, particularly in the next few years, for the state economy.
Barkey points to weakness in the agriculture industry, a decline in business owner income, and a labor shortage as some of the possible limiters of Montana's economic growth over the last 2 years. Recently, Barkey says economic growth tends to focus in urban areas in the west and southwest of the state. Central and eastern counties saw declines in growth. BBER's report says key growth industries are healthcare, tourism, and tech-related businesses. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Walmart today announced raises and bonuses for its Montana workforce. The Bentonville, Arkansas-based company says just over 3,300 Montana Walmart employees will see a total of almost $4 million in wage increases. Starting hourly wages will rise from $9 to $11. Maternity and parental leave will also be expanded. The company attributes the bonuses and expanded benefits to the Republican tax overhaul passed last month. Montana Senator Steve Daines sees it that way. The Republican issued a statement Tuesday saying, quote, "It's simple. Tax cuts equal more jobs and bigger paychecks," end quote. However, Walmart's critics don't see it that way. They point out that the new $11 starting wage would earn even the most devoted worker less than $23,000 annually. They also note that the much-touted $1,000 one-time bonus for certain Walmart employees only applies to those who've been with the company for 20 years. Walmart also announced this week it's closing 63 of its Sam's Club subsidiaries. KTVQ in Billings reports none of those stores is in Montana. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.